Okay, what I wanted to do today, as a last year and a Seder Chalosa say, is to resist the temptation to try to say 100 things, which you can quickly write down and then it'll go with the rest of the notes. Rather than doing that, I would like to speak out, as I mentioned on Thursday, one Nakuda regarding Shatnez, one regarding Tzitzis, one regarding Peyus, one regarding Kibbut Aveim, one regarding Meir Migdash, and one regarding Nazir. One Nakuda that I'd like you to try to retain, to remember, and I think there, each of them is beside the stick. It doesn't cover everything we talked about, but I'm not looking to do that. I'm just looking to have a Nakuda for to remember. regarding Shatnez, the Nakuda that I'd like to talk about is the Oroch Shita in Hilchos Shabbos, which comes from the Sugya of Shatnez. We had by Shatnez Meichrei Ksus, Meichrei Kedarka, Vilvad Shalai Yiskavnu Mechama B'Pnei Achama Hu B'Gshom B'Pnei Hegshom. That those who sell the Gadim that are Shatnez are allowed to sell Kedarkam, to sell it normally, which we understood meant Halah, to carry it on their shoulder, as long as they're in a Mechavin for Hanah of Shatnez. And Halah, we said, the Gemara said Halah is only Yasser if it's Nehena like Malbush. We spoke a lot about the Shatnez aspects of that, but the Nakuda probably that will be most useful to you to remember is the Aruch Shita. To answer the Kasha, all the Rishonim ask that Meichrei Ksus is the Davar Sheino Miskavin, Vavad Shalai Yiskavnu, Vachama Bnei Achama, it's the Davar Sheino Miskavin, but it's a Psik Reisha. We know that wherever a Davar Sheino Miskavin is mutter, that's not only Shabbos, that's B'chol HaTorah, it's nevertheless Aser if it's a Psik Reisha, if it's definitely going to happen, there's no Heter of Davar Sheino Miskavin. And therefore, there's a problem with Meichrei Ksus, Meichrei Kedarka. So the Aruch, who's quoted in Tosis and Ksubis, said, he aside from here, which is known as the Shita Sa'aruch, that a psikresha, the loy nichale, is mutalachat chila. The Aruch holds that even if something's a psikresha, if it's a psikresha, the loy nichale, and loy nichale includes loy ichbisle, he doesn't care about it. Psikresha that he doesn't care about, the Aruch Shita is that it's mutalachat chila. And therefore, the Meichrei Ksus are allowed to be Meichrei Kedarkam because they don't care. V'vashal Yiskavnu B'chama Pnei Achama means they don't care about the warmth it gives them or the protection. It's not the cold day. It's not raining. And therefore, therefore it's Mutah. So that's the Aruch Shita, and that's his Makar, that a Psikresha, the Lo Nichalei, is Mutah L'Chadchila. As I mentioned, we do not paskin like the Aruch, but the Trumas Hadeshen says that by an Issa Derabanan you could be samech on the Aruch. The Aruch holds even by an Issa Deraisa, a psikresha lo nichalei is mutter. We don't paskin like the Aruch. The Trumas Hadeshen says that a psikresha the lo nichalei by a Derabanan is mutter. Do we paskin like the Trumas Hadeshen? So the Mishnah Berura does not bring it, but the Ar Paiskim to say that b'shas hadchak you could be mekel and samech on the Trumas Hadeshen.
And we have one there.
And we have. Right. So we had a couple of other turrets. It was the Ran. The Ran's turrets was the psikresha by Hano. It's not enough. You have Hano. You have to want the Hano. So we did have other turrets. But like I said, the side stick of the shas turrets is the Shita Sa'aruch, because it's so negeh to Chashabis and to other halachis. So the Shas Teretz is the Aruch's Teretz, which we need other Teretz, and so we pass like the Aruch. But Afalpikain, it's kedai to know, as I mentioned to you, it's nagaya today to a lot of the electronic shaylas, the opening a door and making a light go on a control panel and for an alarm, or walking down the street and causing lights to go on. These are all things we try to avoid. But b'shas hadchak, if what we're doing is a drabanan, so since the secretion is the loyich b'slay, you couldn't care less if the light goes on in the control panel. So if it's secretion you don't care about, then we have at least a shita to rely on.
Here's
a tzira for the rest. It's a tzira, yes. By itself, it wouldn't be samach by nesed ha'raisa, but it's a tzira for sure. By the light of Suffolk secretion. I mean, if you don't know the Metzias, so you're right, then you have a tzirif of the Taz that holds Suffolk secretion as mutter. The lights also, I mentioned, is a Suffolk if it's a Maisa or a Grama, not so clear. I mean, it is considered a Maisa, but. Anyway, this is the Aruch Shita, Meichrik Sus, Meichrik Kedarkan. We had also a stira that Meichrik Sus are allowed to sell Kedarkan to Ein Miskavin. And we said that Lignoiv HaMeches is Osir. Right? That there was a kasha that we asked. The Lignoiv HaMeches, the Mishnah says, is Osir. The Mefarshim Mishnah, say they argue. The Rambam brings both. So we understood in Hilchus Shatnas, as a Yisayid, there's difference in Levisha and Halah. Levisha is also no matter what. Halah has this heter of Adav Hashem Miskavin because it's not Levisha. Levisha, you're mechavin for Levisha, so it's always awesome, even if not Ne'acham. So this was in the Kuda. Now we also had the Arichas on Shua Tevi Vinayis, which, like I said, I don't want to go through everything, it's just going to confuse. But this the Kuda, the Shatnas, that we had the aside of the Aruch. And the fact that it's Nagel Elcha Shabbos, that's a Yisayin in Dinei Shabbos. Yisayin in Hilchus Tzitzis, the Yisayin that we had was the Mardechai's Yisayin. Again, I'm going to mention Rishayim. The Mardechai's Yisayin in Hilchus Tzitzis was mentioned in three or four places. The Yisayin of the Mardechai was a Chiddush in Dinei Tzitzis. Mordechai said, there's no iser to wear dalet kamphis without tzitzis. There's no lav. There's no aveira in wearing arba kamphis without tzitzis. It's a chiyuv asay to put strings on the arba kamphis. It's a kum vasay, the kamitzvah, to put on the strings. Mainaf kamina, the Mordechai said. If you're in a situation where it's impossible to put on the tzitzis, either in a place where there are no strings, and a made l'shma. Or easier case, it's Shabbos, kshira is a malacha. You know how to put strings on your baget. The Mardechai said, there's no din Torah, no deraisa that prevents you from wearing arba kamphis without the strings on them. So even though the Mardechai seems to be masking the tenis of Rabbanah, but he says, Minat Torah, there's no Isser. Nafgamina was. Is Nafgamina the rest of Rabbanon? Good. Kavod HaBrias, taking off in the street. If somebody is in the street and he finds the street of the Habitzar, if he's in the subway, in a packed subway, and his strings rip off, so he has to take off his baguette. He's got to pull off his Arba Kamphis. No? In the middle of a business meeting, in a board meeting, and he notices the strings ripped off. He has to take off his arba kamphis. So on Shabbos, the Mordechai said that there's no chiyuv to take it off. If you're in a situation where you can't put on the strings anyway, so then there's no deraisa. It's a drabanan. Drabanan already, makom kavod habrias is mutter. So that was the site of the Mardechai, that there's no Isser. It came up, why? Because we had a kasha. Then why do we say, I say, Dechalaisa, say, Klayim Betzitzis, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, don't put on Arba Kamphis. Don't put on the Arba Kamphis, you Mekayim both. I'm going to put on Arba Kamphis. But according to the Mardechai, that's not the Tzura Samitzvah. You never have to take off your Arba Kamphis. You're allowed to put on Arba Kamphis. Shaila now is, what do you do next? Do you have a mitzvah to put on tzitzis or not? At that point, sasei dechadai sasei. If it's a sasei, it's dechad alav. Tell you I have to take it off, I have to take it off. If I'm not supposed to put on this tzitzis because it's client, so I'm allowed to wear it. And the choices are, do I wear the arba kamis, don't I wear? Mechuyav take it off, not mechuyav take it off. If sasei wouldn't be dechadai sasei, I'd wear it without, without tzitzis. So this was the Mardechai's side. Now, Agav, I mentioned to you a idea that's a Gemara, but people don't seem to know that tzitzis, you're only mechayev in tzitzis if the beged belongs to you. Just like somehow by lulav and esrog, everybody knows you need lachem, has to be yours. By tzitzis, it also has to be lacha, gedilim tasa lacha. So I mentioned an eitzah to you if it ever happens that you're, God forbid, on the subway. And your tzitzis rip, and it's a bazaar, you're going to take it off. So there is an eitzah. If you have another yid with you, have him be kind of the beged. Give him the beged b'matana, and he has to do a kinya. What kinya could you do on the subway on your tzitzis? Chalipin, I guess, would be the best thing. Tell him quickly, give me a pen. In exchange, I'll give you my arba kamis that I'm wearing. It becomes yours. And once it becomes his, he's kind of it, then you're not mechuyev to take off the beged, because it's not chiyuv tzitzis. Only gedilim tasa lacha, only if it belongs to you, or if it's yours b'shutvis. But if it's yours, totally not yours, so that's an eitzah. A kopanim, that's at least the idea that's negea to hilchis tzitzis. So we have the aruch b'negea l'hilchis shatnis, and the Mardechai b'negea l'hilchis tzitzis. So what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that nichalei the levi mitzvah b'mamayne. If you borrow someone's tzitzis, the assumption is that he's makne to you, since you're mechuyev to own it. And you give it back, you makne back. So in the Rosh it says even a bigger chiddush: if the guy you're borrowing from doesn't even know gedilim tasa lacha, he's not maaretz. He's a talmid chacham, they never learned halacha. He doesn't know tzitzis have to belong to you. So that's the Rosh in Kedushin. There was an unusual Rosh there who talked about at a wedding. He writes, Re'isi b'medinas Ashkenaz. The Rosh moved to Svara in the middle of his life. That's why the Beis Yosef follows the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh. Why the Rosh? The Rosh ran away when the Rambam Rittenberg was kidnapped. He ran to either to Spain or to Portugal. So he lived in both worlds. But anyway, he writes Reisi Medinas Ashkenaz at weddings that the chassan forgets the ring, and they ask somebody from the audience to give him the ring, and it has to be the chassan's. So he was mefakfek on the kedushin. So afterwards he thought about it, and the Rosh says a chiddush that when you give the ring, you're giving it whatever halacha requires that it should be a good ring for kedushin. That's included in the giver's intent. It's a chiddush, they can do a kinyan that way. That's included in the intention of the giver. It says, who are dim by tzitzis? If someone gives you a beged of tzitzis to use, so we assume the person is giving it to you with the intention that whatever is needed for you to do the mitzvah, that's what you can have it for. He gives you a talis. Whatever you need for a mitzvah, you're doing. So you're kainit. There's no real das makna, but it's an umdina of das makna. So you kind it, and you can make a bracha on it. And when you give it back, it's understood. You're giving it back the way he'll have to do the mitzvah. So the Rosh is a double chiddush. There's an umdeniz magnet when he knows, even if he didn't say so. And then that it's umdeniz magnet even when he doesn't know. And then the Rosh is a third chiddush, which I don't know if you're going to like. He says, even if he's not in shul. You walk into shul, and you forgot your talis. So you go over to a friend of yours, you know he's not, he wouldn't be makbid, and you borrow his talis, nichalei lev mitzvah b'mameinah. So he's not even here to be makbid to you. That's already a third level of chiddush. He's not here to be makbid to you. The umdana is that he doesn't mind if you're kind it, take it for yourself. And it's also mutter. Well, this is in the Rosh, that it's automatic. That's a Russian kedushin. In kedushin, it's unusual Rosh. What?
Just putting it on in the kiddush.
I guess picking it up is an automatic kinyan. Kinyan needs das, but I guess taking the mitzvah is like das to do it for the mitzvah. It's an unusual rush. The rush usually starts from the Gemara. This rush starts Reisi b'Medinas Ashkenaz. It starts with something, an expression like that. Now, there was a Tosfos on Tzadik Amud Beis, which we referred to a few times, that he said that you're not mechuyev in tzitzis b'shas ituf atkati loy mechayev ad achash in the satev. You're not mechuyev in tzitzis until after you put it on. So Tosfos there said this expression, that's not like klayim. Klayim is an aveir right away. But tzitzis, you're not mechuyev until after you put it on. So that shtims with the Mardechai. This Tosfos inside the Kamei Bei shtim with the Mardechai. That you're not mechuyev, the aveir of shatness is putting it on. But the aveira of wearing a beggar without tzitzis is not when you put it on. The moment you put it on, there's no aveira. After it's on you already, now you have an obligation to put on strings. If you don't do so, that's when the chait kicks in. So this is all shtimming with the yisayin of the Mardechai. So again, in shatness we have the Aruch's yisayin. In tzitzis we have the yisayin of the Mardechai. So it's not Tassam Yid Asi because there's no chiyuv to put on a beged of tzitzis.
He was only put on a beged once
he's wearing
it.
Right. You mean if you put on the tzitzis when it's not on you, why is that mutter? Tassam Yid Asi. I mean, there's no chiyuv at that time. So why does that have to do with the Mardechai? It's a question without the Mardechai. Just like I put a mezuzah on a doorpost. Before I put the doorpost off, it should be a problem. Should I put tzitzis on a beggar before I wear it? Why? By mezuzah, there's no such chiddush. It's the same task. If I have a doorpost laying on the floor and I put on the mezuzah, then I put the doorpost up, that's task. No? It should be that way with tzitzis. Right, it's a good question. I imagine that someone addressing Rabbi Shammai holds you have to put on tzitzis on a bag even if you're not wearing it, even if it's your drawer. Right. Question's good. But anyway, this is yisayin number two. And again, agav, with the risk of piling on too many things, just you have to remember, every person should know the machlokes regarding tchelos. How many strings need tchelos? I'm not talking about the machlokes about today's tchelos. No, just the machlokes, how many strings need tchelos? Tosfos Shita, which is the way the Mishnah Berurah paskens, is that four strings need tchelos, four out of eight. Half of them have to be tchelos. Mashiach will come and he'll tell us which is the right tchelos. We'll put Ashkenazim, we're going to put on four out of eight, probably. The Rambam Shita was one out of eight, which is half a string. The Ravid's was two out of eight, which is one full string. So that is the machlokes. You look at people who are like to wear tchelos today, you'll find somewhere four, somewhere one. I don't know if anybody does like the Ravid. Some do like the Rambam, and some do like the Tosfos.
Tosfos and the Ravid make enough mina if it's the same string, or if it has to be, when he says four, it's before half each string, or it could be two full strings?
It has to be two full strings. He says you need two strings of tchelos and two strings of lava.
So has to be two,
you can't do four halves, right?
The same with the Ravid, it's one full.
My Ravid, it's one full. We'll call that a yisayin and tchela. So now we're still saying one rishayim in each. So shatnez we have the aruch, and tzitzis we have the mardechai, and tchelas we have the machlekes rishayim. How many strings a person has to wear? Regarding peyos, I mentioned to you again that what's kloliistic that you have to know is that there's a Tosfos Shita and Nazir regarding Misparayim Ke'ein Tar. Misparayim are scissors. A tar is a blade, a razor blade. There's an Isser Giluach HaPeyos if a person shaves with a blade. If a certain cuts his hair with scissors, then there's no Isser Shatnez. The question is, misparayim ke'ein tar if it's mutter. If you cut with scissors, like a tar, it says a heter on peyas hazakon, the peyas of the beard. Question is, does misparayim ke'ein tar mean if it cuts as closely as a razor blade? That is the shayla, the main shayla, it's negeya to our shavers. And the ikra of the mekilim is the kula of misparayim ke'ein tar. The fact that our shavers cut with a scissor cut the blade against the screen, and therefore it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch says misparayim ke'ein tar is mutter as long as the blade is not against the skin. Every scissor, one is sharper than the other. The blade, the sharper one, is not against the skin, which is the case by a typical shaver. The screen is the less sharp. The blade is sharper. The blade cuts a scissor cut, that's the heter, the ikker heter of a shaver. This barayim kein tar, which is a machlaikis. If it means even if it cuts as closely as a tar, toises shita nazir, is even if it cuts so closely, and that is the ikker heter that we rely on for using shavers in America.
It's for payas or it's for beard?
So this, I pointed out, is only payas hazakam. It's only for the beard. The payas harayish, Shulchan Aruch says not to rely on misparayim ke'ein tar. And that's why people who shave have to be careful not to shave higher than the bottom of the hole of the inner ear, where the lechi is bailit. The inner ear, the hole, the entire hole has to be a place where you don't shave. The kenegedit, so that's misparayim ke'ein tar. And that is the where the heter is on Peyas Hazakam. It does not apply to Peyas Harayim. What?
Is also
even with misparayim, so that's why. What? Well, you're allowed to cut it down with misparayim if it's not so close, so that's why. So therefore, a person, again, it's the insight to know the idea of misparayim ke'ein tar. It always bothers me when they say Ramesh's heter with the shavers. It's true, it's Ramesh's heter, but kilu Ramesh was machadish something. Ramesha built on this heter of Tysus. The misparayim ke'ein tar is mutter. Ramesha was mitzaref to it that our other svaris, that our blades don't cut, they grind. Maybe it's not included. He added svaris to it. But the ikar heter was the heter of misparayim ke'ein tar, which is the heter of the Tysus, which the Chachmas Adam sounds like he holds of, and this the Sma holds of. It's not Ramesha's chiddush. So that's, I guess, the kuda regarding the payas, which a person, again, if you want to be able to chazer over one yisai, that's the yisai. And again, it comes from Rishayni. So you have shatnes, tzitzis, tchelas, payas. Four, kibur ave'im. What's the main kuda of kibur ave'im? We had a Rajba who said that if your father tells you shchaitli, basheli, shecht for me and cook for me, it's a hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of kibur ave'im. Gemara said hechsher mitzvah. There's a question what it meant. The Rajba said that kibur ave'im is to serve it to them and to cook. If your father says cook a steak for me for supper, you're not obligated to cook. The mitzvah is to serve a steak. If you don't have a steak, you have to cook it. But if you can get someone else to cook it, you're not obligated to cook it. Kibur ave'im, like the Rajba, and I think the Ritva, is the way they touch the Gemara, is only a mitzvah. Kibur ave'im is only a mitzvah of being mishamish the father. I mentioned many times, lachiloi, mashkeyu, to give him to drink, to give him to eat, laviyai, to give him transportation, to dress him. All these things that are mishamish are included in mitzvahs kibur ave'im l'kuli alma. The question is, if he tells you to do other things, are you obligated to listen? So from the Rajma and the Ritva, it sounded like not, at least in the way they explained the Gemara. And I mentioned that that's totally in two terutzim of the Ma'arik. And the reason you don't have to listen to your parents when it comes to Shidduchim. It says the very last Ramah on Hilchas Kibur Ave'im, which is Yerideya Simirash Mem, says that when it comes to Shidduchim, a person is not obligated to listen to his parents. doesn't mean he's mechuyif to not listen. It means not obligation to listen. Why not? So the Marik gave two reasons which are totally in this. One reason the Marik said is because of v'yahavta lo'echa kamaicha, you have to marry the person that you feel connected to. So your parents are telling you to do an aveira. That's one teretz. And the other teretz was that you're not mechuyif to listen to your parents, and somebody that's not their hana. It's not lachila, lashkeu, etc. So you're not mechuyif to listen to them. So those two teretzim depend on this. The second teretz tells you not mechuyif. The first tells you are mechuyif, just not by a mitzvah. So I mentioned in Shir that the Sefer HaMakna holds that you're mechuyif to listen out Yira. Part of Yira is Kibur Aveim, which is Kumvaseh. And there's Yira, which is Sheval Tasa. Yira is Shaloi Listar Devarav, Loi Laisha Vimakaimai, not to contradict him, not to sit in the seat, not to call him by his first name. All the don't do's are part of Yira. So the HaMakna said that part of Yira is not to contradict him. There's no difference if you contradict him b'peh or if you contradict him b'maisa. You're not allowed to contradict a parent in any which way. It's a misadaraisa. That was the shita of the Sefer HaMakna. And the Rashba brought this opinion as well, that it's an issa of Yira. He brought both tzedadim. And the HaMakna had a nice raya. Because it says, Ish imai vaviv tiro. So the Gemara in Kedushin asks, why does it say Ish? Ish imai vaviv tiro. Ish is also mechuyev in Yiras Aveim. So the HaMakna asked, so the Gemara says, Ish sipek biyadei la'asais, Isha ain't sipek biyadei la'asais. A man who goes out of his house all day has time to be mekayim Yiras Aveim. A woman who's meshuvah to the home doesn't have the time, like Sipi Piyada, she doesn't have the time to do Yiras Avay. So I share on that. From the Kasha. Machne asked. Yiras Avayim doesn't take time. It's about Tasa. Why, what do you mean you don't have time to do? What's Yiras Avayim? He said, oh, Yira. Any Yashiv and Makaimai, any Seisuris Devarav, any Kairai Bishayim. They're all don't do's. They're all Isasays, don't do. Don't do things you don't do. So that doesn't take time. So what does it mean? Isha ain't sipik biyad alasays. What does it mean? A woman doesn't have time to do. It's a plea. So the HaMakna answered that if your father tells you to do something, you have to do it. That's what Kumbar said. The father says, go cook for me. Shchaitli basheli. You have to do it. So that's what the Gemara meant. Isha ain't sipik biyad alasays. The father says, do things. She doesn't have time to do it. So, Isha ain't sifat biyad alasis. That was the HaMakna's side. Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe, was matmiya. I think he brought the Rashba, I don't remember. I think he was matmiya on it. And he said that it's not true. It's not, you're not mechuyev to do everything your parents tell you to do. The Gemara says, he's El Myron, and it lists things. To answer the Kasha, that ish sipi biyad alasis, ish sipi biyad alasis, Rav Moshe wrote, im ein ha'inyin liyiras aveim, tenei winyin lekibur aveim. Which at first glance is not a satisfying teretz. I mentioned to you that the Yireim says it, the Rishon says it, the Sefer Yireim, he says this teretz, that the Gemara, shot in the Gemara is, ish sipi biyad, ish ein sipi biyad, is because of kibur aveim. So at any rate, we have two shitas. I mentioned that the Rav Pam, that Torah LeMelech, brings the Machmirim on this. I think he brings the Maral and Chumash. It's Machmir. So it's good to listen, not to be Seisuras Devarim. But again, I'm saying it for the idea. There are two tzedadim, some Nachloikis, two tzedadim in the Rashba. If there's any field to listen to something your father says, which is not Negea to his comfort, just not negayah to his bizyainis, his comfort, or something like that. He just wants you to put on a coat because it's cold out. He wants you to eat vegetables because it's healthy. Any of these things, whether you have to listen, turns out to be this nachlaikas.
So that was my that they include about the
because the Rashba Maida is Mechayim. No. Because he says, when the father says Basheli, the Gemara says Shekein Hechshir Mitzvah, he says he's not Mechayim. So it sounds like. You know? So, this is the Yisayin in Kibbut Aveim. I mentioned the Pshara, a possible Pshara between the two Stadim, because there's a Machlaik Yishach and Taz in Yerodea. In the din of Einai Saiser Es Devarav. Your father says it's raining out, you know it's not raining. It's also to say that it's not raining. You're not contradicting. You're allowed to do it B'derach Kusha. But you're not allowed to contradict him directly. The Taz says that's only B'fanav. Shalai B'fanav, you're allowed to. B'fanav, it's Ira. You have to be afraid of him. Don't contradict him. But if he tells someone it's raining outside, and he walks out of the room, the Taz says, you're allowed to tell the person, my father made a mistake, it's not raining outside. So the Taz holds Shalai B'fanav, there's no Issa. The Shach holds there is. Even Shalai B'fanav. Here, if you want to find some middle ground, your father or your mother says, put on a coat, it's cold. You're not cold, it's 70 degrees out. So, it's a Shavu D'Oraisa. Machloik is Tutsdod V'Derashra, if you have to listen. So for that, it's one Shaila D'Oraisa, you should be Machner. But at least, you put on the coat, you walk out, once you walk out, if you take off the coat, you have already Tutsdod. You may not be Mechuyiv in the first place, and even if you're Mechuyiv, Shalai B'Fanav might be ahead. So that's a pshara that I suggested between the two shitas.
What is the time you between your father's place
sit? No, your father's place you can't sit no matter what. And you can't call him by his name, not in front of him. But the Einai Saiser Es Devarav is a different level of yira, I guess. So that's the Yisai for Kibbut Aveim, the Machloikis, not to be Mechriya, the Machloikis by Kibbut Aveim, if there's an Isser of doing things that are the opposite of what he says, Basheli, Shkaitli, that I don't have to do with his comfort directly. So this is, like I say, one Yisai in Kibbut Aveim, that the person should try to remember everything. But today we're trying to review. So in Shabbos we have the Aruch's rule, which I hope you'll remember. In Tzitzis we have the Mardechai's rule, which I hope you'll remember. In Tcheles we have the number of strings. And in Peyos we have Tosis Heter of Misbarayim Keintar and the rules. That's four. And the fifth thing in Kibbut Aveim we have the Rashba's Tutzdadim. If there's a Chiyuv, the Marik's Tutzdadim, if there's a Chiyuv in such a case to be Mechabedim. So that's five topics. The sixth was Moira Migdash. I brought in the Rambam. I don't remember if I made copies. I just read it to you. The din of Moira Migdash, we said, is Hokish to Shabbos, that it's Naig La'ilam. That's a Gemara. The Moira Migdash applies Bizman Hazeh. So if Bizman Hazeh, you're not allowed to go on the Harabayas with sneakers, or you know, sit on the Harabayas, you're not allowed to. What else? The Schaik for Kalas Raish is also in the Harabayas, going with the money belt, and said, all these things are Aser. On the Harabayas. We had a machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ravid. What's the pshat, is Moira Migdash today? Is it a Zeres HaKasim, is Moira Migdash, period. That's all it is. Or is it a halacha that the Migdash has its Kedusha forever? The Rambam held that the Kedushas HaMigdash is Kitchel Asad Lava. Even like those in the Yamar will hold that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is like Kitchel Asad Lava, but the Kedusha of the Harabayis, that's Kitchel Asad Lava, according to everybody. The Rambam understood that this halacha of Migdash La'ilam is a result of this idea that the Kedusha is La'ilam, doing the Kedusha to be no Meira. So the Rambam said that the Kedusha of the Harabayis is forever, even if you hold that Truma, the Rambam holds that the rest of Eretz Yisrael, Truma, Shemitah, Bizman HaZeh, is a Drabbanan, but the Harabayis is Deraisa. That was the Rambam Shita. The Ravid disagreed. The Ravid said, Fakert, maybe that whole, even like the Mandiyama Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is Lailam Voed, but Kedusha's Harabayis, he said, is not. He says Ezra knew b'nevua that the Harabayis would be charev, and he wasn't mekadesh it la'olam. The right is lashon was kach niglali min hashamayim. This is lashon, and so we have machlekes the Rambam in the Ravid if kedushas Harabayis applies b'zman hazeh. You all know that we pass like the Rambam. We don't go on the Harabayis at all. We know that kedushas Harabayis applies. But this was a Nakuda, I guess, a Moira Migdash, again, a Nakuda de Rishainim, Klolis de Kamachlaikis, if the Kedusha of the Harabayis is Kitcha Hayyim and Kitcha Lasad Lalai. Agav, I mentioned to you that it's a mistake what people say that Tumas Meis is also in the Harabayis. So if you remember, I told you, Tumas Meis is only also in the Azara. In the Machta Shchina. It's only us in the Machta Shchina. You all know Chumash. In Chumash, Miriam was a Metzaira. She was sent out of the whole Machna. But Elitzapha and Uziel were Tomei Mason. They carried away Nadav and Aviyu. They didn't have to go Chutz L'Machna. They carried out the Mason, and then they couldn't bring a carbon Pesach. Right? They were the ones that had that Pesach Sheni. Why? Because they were Tomei. It was also carried on Reina Shel Yosef. Our Reina Shel Yosef was in the Machna. It just wasn't in the Machna Shechina. So that Tumas Mitzayra, Ozav, Onida, all the Tumas Hagof, they apply anywhere in the Harabayis, in the whole Machna Leviya. Mitzayra was sent to Chutz L'Machna. The whole Machna had a din like Yarais Hamukaf Eschaimah. So they all had a din. So a Mitzayra, Nida, Zav are all also behind the Kaifa. But a Tomei Meis is not Osir, but Kuli Alma, even though you hold the Kedusha as Kitchul Asad Lavai. On the other side of the Harabayis, it's not Osir. However, we need to be careful. We don't know which side of the Harabayis is the Azara, we're on the other side, and therefore we're Machmer. But that's the side in Tumas Mikdash. Last thing was the aside regarding Nazir. We had Nazir briefly. We talked about the Seder Chaloisah of shaving the body, which we had Iker Lagabe Teis. Then the Gemara mentioned Nazir as well. Question is which aside to speak out regarding Nazir. So here I'm cheating a little. Everything till now was Rishayim. Here it's a Marit. The Marit was generally considered from the first Achrayim. But the Yeshiva Velt is known as an Avni Maluin, the Chuvas Avni Maluin. It was a big Yisayid in Nazir. So that's the Yisayid I'd like to remind you of. The Avni Maluin said by Nazir that the Nazir is not a regular neder. It's not a neder to do certain Averis. A Nazir, he said, is a Tayar HaKadusha. You make yourself into a Nazir. And the Isurim Achal from Shemayim. That was his Lashon. That just like a Kayin has Yisurim that Achal from Shemayim, a Nazir has Yisurim that Achal from Shemayim. If you make yourself a Nazir, Memele, you have these Yisurim. So they were extraordinary nafkaminas. We said if someone says, I want to be a Nazir, Chutz Mei grapes. I'll be a Nazir for everything, but I want to eat grapes. So the Gemara says it's Chal on him, the whole Naziris, including the Isur to eat grapes. How could it be Chal on him? He wasn't makabel on himself grapes. So the lamdis, the way we explain, he was takam only makabel naziris, let's say from wine, only from tuma. And that's all he has to do is be a nazir from tuma. How are you a nazir from tuma? By getting a tayar nazir and not being metame. So in order to be mekayim your neder, which was to be a nazir shein a metame, you have to become a full-fledged Nazir and not be Metameh. So to keep your words, there's only one way. To become a full-fledged Nazir and not be Metameh, which means the Surah of eating grapes, I'm a Melecha. We said if somebody says, Hareini Nazir liyayim echad, he's a Nazir l'shloshim yayim. Why? He wasn't Mekabel. It's like a Mekatos. He wanted to be a Nazir for one day, not for 30 days. It's the same thing. He tak is only Mekhoyev to be a Nazir for one day. Only Mekhoyev one day. There's no way to be a Nazir for one day. Because the Tayar Nazir is only 30 days. So in order for him to be a Mekayim, his words, and become a one-day Nazir, he needs to be a 30-day Nazir. A 30-day Nazir could be Mekayim, the mitzvah of keeping the Ziris one day. Memela, he has to keep the other 29 days, because that's the Issa Tzchalim from Shemayim. But to be a one-day nazir, there's only one way. You have to be mekabel on yourself, a tayar nazir, so that you should be also that one day. The tayar nazir, by definition, is a 30-day is. So, this was the yesod in Dinei Nazirus. So I mentioned to you seven yesodis, which... 1, 2, 3 weeks. This man starts again 3 weeks and 2 days, or three, well, probably 4 weeks by the time we start. So let's see if you can remember them. Anybody? Possibility? You'll come back if I tell you your site in Shatin is. I tell you the Aruch. You'll remember the Aruch. Of course. Right? Well, the Mordechai and Tzitzis, that everyone will remember. That's an easy one, no? Mordechai and Tzitzis. Well, the number of strings in Tchelas that nobody will forget. You forget how many strings in Tchelas. Maybe you forget which is Tysus and which is the Rambam, but you remember that there's... No? And, Shanis, Tzitzis, Tchelas. What's the next one? Kibbut Aveim. You'll all remember that. Machlokes Kibbut Aveim is Negei every day. So everybody will remember it. Teyas, Mr. Ayim Kain Tar. You should have heard it from me more than once. As if we remember Mr. Ayim Kain Tar. Machlokes about Moira Migdash, okay, I don't think you ever heard it before this man. So that's harder to remember. And Avni Maluman knows here, such a geshmak Avni Maluman. So seven rules to try to remember. Now one last thing I'd like you to practice for. Someday, your daughter is going to come home from school and say that tomorrow they have to come in with a list of Asei Dechalais Aseis. And they get a point for each one. So I want you to be smarter than me. My daughter came home. I think I remember two. So I'm actually practicing. I can't practice with my next daughter. I only have one daughter. But, you know, parents don't mind if their kids, they do know, they don't know. If their kids' parents aren't ashamed. But for grandchildren, that nobody wants. Some of you know Shlomi Philendler. He and his brothers became from his parents, entire people. They came from Russia. They weren't so from. They used to meet with me all the time about what to do. I always told them, for your kids, you're not going to become Shomer Shabbos. But you'll see, for your grandchildren, you'll become Shomer Shabbos. You're not going to want an innocent 5-year-old grandchild to come to the house and see the grandparents are not Shomer Shabbos. And Kachava this summer, they were makabel totally. You already have Shlomi's oldest child. The tire of people from before. It's very hard. You know, you have a job, it's very hard to give up your job. So it's for grandparents, people are, mitzvah Hashem by all of you, are, so for you, you have to worry about your daughter, I have to worry about my grandchildren. They'll ask me, I say, Dechalaisa, say, I won't know. So I think we ended up with 7 or 8. Nobody will remember all the ones I forget. 7, but I think there was an 8th one later. Let's see first I can remember 7. We had tzitzis b'klayim, that everyone remembers. Shatnez and tzitzis, that's the easy one. And then you have the two that go together. Mitzayra, giluach mitzayra is daicha peyis. And daicha nazir. Oh, so some people tie it, it's 3. Peyis, it's daicha peyis araish, daicha peyis azakan, daicha nazir. Well, the teacher will give a point for each one, I don't know, but... That was part of the 7, was counting as 3. So that was 4. Mila b'tzaras was the 5th one. That we do in bris mila, even if there's an iser, taking off a tzaras, cutting off tzaras, but mila is daicha, say techalaisa, say mila b'tzaras. That's 5. And the big day kuhuna could. The fact that big day kuhuna shatnis, taisis called it, say techalaisa, say. We had a big taisis on the other base. It said big day kun as I say the chalais. I say in there it's hutra because you can wear it all the time. Does that mean the rabbi doesn't hold say the chitzas? I say the chalais. I say riyam. I say the chalais. I don't know. But anyway, Taisus said that big day kun as I say the chalais. I say there's one more thing in the mikdash that was a say the chalais. I say. A yibum b'chay v'lavim. We had a daf chav. Very good. Yibum b'chay v'lavim. It said in that Torah you could be miyabim in a salav. So I don't know if the Mora is going to know that, understand that one, but Taka. Yibam b'chayvan is perish gemara. It's only a gzeira, be a rishayna to be a shniya. But yibam b'chayvan lavam was 7. Those were the 7. So we had an 8. What? matzah chadash. Okay, the it's a shalmi Yerushalmi. If when they came to Eretz Yisrael, eating matzah, which is chadash or tevel, if that's the mutter, the tzadet is mutter, is because of say dechalaisa say. They ask a kasha. Why don't you say say dechalaisa say? Terutzim. Why not to say it? But the pashtus is that I say dechalaisa a matzah of tevel. If a person has tevel and if he separates truma, it's going to be less than the shear. So he has to eat out tevel. So matzah of tevel, that's an eighth asay dechalaisa say. Is that where we're at? Eight. So I guess there's a kasha. Why you don't steal? Do a mitzvah. Right? The bottom line is we don't. So I'm certainly not going to tell my daughter. Tuma bebeis hakfaris is a havamin in the Gemara, but the Gemara said not to. Gemara said minayin. So whatever the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Lamed. So it's taka. It's a havamina, but it's not a maskana. So we asked taka there. It's also not beitnei. That was in the list of the beitnei ones. So we end up with us eight asay dechalais to say. Does anybody have another one? Gluch mitzayra. Well, they wanted to count that gluch is deicha peser reish, deicha peser zakon, deich nazir. So, okay. So we have eight. So now we have eight. Anybody comes up with a ninth one, then it'll be a bonus. Okay. The okay. After Pesach, the yeshiva is learning from Lamed Amud Beis. Why Lamed Amud Beis? I asked the rebbeim why they want the Lamed Amud Beis. They said Lamed Amud Beis has sugyas that are not such a heavy Yevamos sugyas. Sveikis and sex sveikis and chazakis. Now I'm guessing that that's for them. They're going to finish a blot or two. What I would like to do, I'm starting from Lamed Amud Beis, is at least to finish the perek for Lamed Hay. I don't know how many of you need still perek shlishi to finish the Masechta. One mila, the fact that we'll only pace us, man, is those of you who are the Yayish from finishing the Masechta, it depends how many hundred plot you are behind, but if it's still doable, that you should do it. I would suggest that over Ben Azmanin, you learn the first few blot of the third parak, till that Laman Amid Beis, which is four blot, and really from Chaf, because we stopped Chaf Amid Beis. Those who can, from Chaf Amid Beis to Laman Amid Beis, we stopped at the two dots in the bottom of Chaf Amid Beis. Are there two dots? Yeah, it's two dots, the two lines on the bottom. So ideally, if you can learn from Chof Amid Beis to Lamed Amid Beis, 10 blot, you have about 25 days, 28 days, Be'erach, till this man starts again. So this man, Isruchag this year is Wednesday. The yeshiva starts Thursday. So we're not really going to have shiur until Sunday, but Thursday, hopefully, you'll set up chavrusas and you'll get started in the sugya. And if you can, from today till three and a half weeks from now, you can get started on learning Chof Amid Beis to Lamed Amid Beis. It should be doable. And just make sure every morning you have a Seder. If you leave it for the afternoon or the evening, it's not going to happen. Siddur will have to be in the morning. And go look at the Balabatim while working. The ones who have a Seder in the morning, it sticks. The ones who have Siddur at night, it's very hard. So try to have, I'm not saying you have to get up at 6 o'clock, but you should get up. Whenever you get up, have a Seder after Shachris over Ben Azmanin. We'll do from the Chof to Lamed. And you do Chof to Lamed, we'll start from Lamed Amid Beis and hopefully finish the third parak. And that's the game plan. Tomorrow I hope to give yet on the Haggadah. Mitzvah Hashem, I guess the regular time at 11:45 to give on the Haggadah.